The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Live from the New England Patriots draft headquarters inside Gillette Stadium, this is PFW in Progress.
Okay, football fans, welcome to the NFL draft.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Look, I am a football idiot. Go F yourself back.
Grandpa Draft, Paul Perillo.
I think a guy like Solder, not Solder.
I don't know how many times I can say this. I was wrong. Yes, I was wrong.
Mr. Draft himself, Andy Hart.
I literally hear the echoes in his head when he talks. It's like this vast cavern of nothingness inside that big fat noggin. That's right, you've got a storm going on inside your head. There's no doubt.
And Mrs. Draft, Eric Scalavino.
Screw you, bitch.
Eleanor.
Whoa.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network. Fred, Paul, Andy, and Eric welcome you to day three of the 2013 NFL Draft.
The draft is officially open.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It's day three of our special draft coverage here at Gillette Stadium, sitting high above the field, watching some junior revolution play on the field. Pretty good players. Young, but good.
Maybe one of them will get drafted today.
Yep.
You never know.
You never know.
From Belichick.
What, do they play for Rutgers?
That's true.
All right, Webb.
Fred,
Rager,
they are wearing red shirts, so maybe the other team, maybe they are.
Fred, Webb, next year they're just going to have the Rutgers spring game here, and they're going to call it Patriots OTAs.
Sure. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline. Paul's not here yet, but Andy's here. Eric's here. Doug Lane's kid's here.
Well, you better watch out. You're going to get drafted.
Kevin's in the booth. So we're ready to go. Patriots are sitting pretty high in the fourth round.
So far.
Yeah, number five. My prediction is that's not going to stay. They're going to move down so that they can get into the fifth and sixth rounds.
Andy and I want Matt Barkley at this pick.
You do? For the Patriots?
Yes.
Why not?
Liven up this day, because it's going to be a really boring afternoon if they don't pick anybody that we've heard of.
I mean, this is a guy that was formerly considered a high first-round pick. Then he goes back for his final year, has a bad year. The school has a bad year. Kiffin stinks. They gets injured. You know, it's value. You know, much like Ryan Mallett was value in the third round. It's a commodity. Develop him.
I got a foul there on that play. We're watching the revs. The revs here.
Okay, so Matt Barkley.
I would like something like that.
But I highly, highly doubt it.
Well, first of all,
yeah, I'm not saying it's a probability, but that's what we'd like to see.
I get the vibe this is going to be a big name pick. Jesse Williams, Barrett Jones, Matt Barkley, Tyler Wilson. I think this is going to be a name pick. I don't think this is going to be a head scratching. Nobody had him in the draft guidebook.
I just don't think they're going to pick someone at this spot. I think they're going to move down, like I said.
Don't kill our buzz, Fred.
Lower.
They clearly thought the draft sucked from day one. Bill Belichick told us that, and you know how we know that? Because he said we would have made that trade on Wednesday. So there was nobody who could have potentially fallen to 29 that they would have selected.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted no one at all. And then they went out yesterday, and with the final pick took a guy that, by all accounts, was not even his own, was not expecting definitely to go yesterday and in all likelihood to be drafted at all.
What if they pick up a fourth rounder, you know, or a third rounder next year?
I'm all for that. If they trade out of this spot to get picks for next year, I think it'd be a good move. If they trade down to get more Jags, I think it'd be a bad move.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. We don't need any more Jags. They already have enough Jags.
All right. Draft is on the clock, and there's a trade right off the bat.
Oh, Christ.
The Philadelphia Eagles acquire a fourth-round pick from the Jaguars.
To get the best player on the board. Who is it?
I don't know. So the Eagles are on the clock rather than the Jaguars. The Jaguars are number one this round.
Yes.
I see. Kansas City.
That keeps confusing you, huh? Tripping you up
a
little bit.
It does. They go back and forth.
Yeah.
They had the flip of the coin, so Kansas City. And Paul's here. He's got his Northeastern cap on.
That's in support of Aaron Dobson.
Right.
Show him what he missed out on.
The more I think about this Aaron Dobson guy, the more I like him. I think.
Insert player name here.
He alone makes this a good draft.
Really?
For the Patriots. Yep.
Really? Why?
They got their wide receiver. Their big wide receiver that can
you know, go up and get the ball.
I mean, like we said yesterday, they targeted the three positions we said they needed to target. So good on them for that. I mean, you can quibble with who the player was, but they took the three positions we asked for.
I think the most intriguing player is Collins, just athletically. Now, I don't know if he can play here and what he's going to do, but I think just pure intrigue, because I'm just not sold on Dobson. His speed, his... I don't think he's going to be... I mean, he had three touchdowns. Wasn't he third on his team in receptions?
He can catch the ball.
Yeah, he missed a couple of games, though, right?
Yeah.
He led the team in average per catch, but he was third, I think, in catches and yards.
Yeah, I don't care for it. Three touchdowns for a playmaker.
Woo! He's a big guy, goes up, catches the ball, great hands, you know, decent speed. And if you're a good receiver, you can get by with decent speed.
That is true. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
So I think I like that. And Jamie Collins, you know, who knows? I have less of a feeling about him, but it was a position where, you know, we said that they should target, and they did.
They drafted a playmaking athlete. I like that aspect of it.
And then, you know, you got your Rutgers tandem back there. Very excited about that. The communication.
Yeah, you know what is stupid? The communication thing that Bill brought up and then later shot down. That is utterly stupid. Because unless they play together,
right,
the communication is useless. And you're telling me they are unseating two players in the secondary?
Right.
Is that going to happen?
No.
Because unless that's going to happen, then stop talking about communication. And Bill, you brought it up first.
Eagles selection is in, and it's being announced by
Dan Marino.
Apparently some Eagles fan in the crowd.
That's Dan Marino.
Who's
and they pick Matt Barkley.
Oh, there's our pick.
The Eagles have moved
Andy
up.
Andy and I were saying that was going to be the
pick. We need a shake-up pick. We need a pick we can talk about.
We wanted a big name.
Oh, okay, I see.
Wow, so that's right off the bat.
That's interesting.
Matt Barkley is now with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense because the head coach there is very familiar with Matt Barkley, having coached against him for the last few years.
Yeah, but he's... That tells me that Chip Kelly's not sticking with his offense.
Right.
He is going to alter his offense for an NFL style when you have...
Which is why he didn't take Geno Smith.
The other guy. Who's the other guy they got? The young guy they have from last year? Why can't I think of his name? And Barkley.
Oh, the kid from Arizona.
Nick Foles.
And Matt Barkley. Right. You're not running that type of offense with those guys. So that tells me... And I think that's a good sign for Eagles fans that he is kind of melding his philosophies to the NFL game. I think that's good for his career and good for that franchise.
And I do think that on the flip side, it's probably good if he doesn't completely close the door on that. But knowing that you can't do it immediately.
Right.
You have to do it. You have to make it part of a process. You have to get the players that you want and then decide if it can work as you get more familiar with the NFL. Because I don't care how closely he watches the NFL. He's never coached in it,
right.
So it's a different thing for him, and he's going to have to figure out what can work and what can't, and then finding the personnel to do it.
Yeah, I think this is a good pick for the Eagles. I mean, Barkley...
Pair of Pac-10 quarterbacks,
you know,
on their roster.
Like you guys said, I think he was a victim of circumstances. You know, he might be better than Sanchez, right?
I don't think so.
No?
He might be,
yeah.
I don't think he was. I'm just saying in college, I don't think he was.
Somebody's dead. Oh,
yeah,
God, the
goaltender.
Dead.
Made a nice punch-out save, but he paid for it.
As Jack Edwards would say, get up!
So that's...
Is this the Revs game?
Yes.
I'm falling.
In front of a capacity crowd of 17.
Okay, so a little excitement right off the bat in round four.
Ten of those are their players.
With the Eagles moving up into Jacksonville's slot and taking Matt Barkley, the Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock, about a minute 20. Left for them to make their pick.
So soccer players are over-exaggerating punanis at all levels. You're not dead, kid.
The goaltender looks actually pretty hurt.
No.
I didn't see what happened. Is it possible he got like a head injury or something?
Yeah.
And Andy's like...
It's possible he's a vagina.
Oh, wow. Oh, come on.
Pussy and all that. the pick is in for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm glad I made it in time for our pick. I was a little worried about that.
So we're getting closer
to
the Patriots.
Well, you wouldn't have
missed it. Fred
doesn't
think they're going to pick.
Yeah, Fred thinks there's a lock.
Trading.
They're trading down.
Fred thinks
trading
that.
Down.
Yeah.
I'm certain.
About this. All around. The whole thing.
Fred, he wasn't happy that there wasn't coffee out
there. Is there pizza out there yet?
There's pizza out there.
Oh, there is.
Do they have
large quantities of pizza?
Large quantities.
Boneless buffalo chicken pizza, because that's what I need.
Maybe one
I figured
of the,
if after I came, the after the Patriots make
I figured
their,
if I came in late and brought pizza in, that wouldn't have gone over well, so I decided to walk
No, that would have gone over great, Paul.
No, I mean for myself.
I just want a cup of coffee.
I don't know what kind everybody wants.
Yeah, there was no sign of coffee coming, Fred. And Chris Ferrero was not happy
about it. Yeah, he was ready to flip birds at people.
That's one positive sign.
He was turning to do.
Chris is cranky.
He was turning to Mountain Dew to get the job done.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. By the way, plenty of good players, at least notable names, still available.
He took a swan dive off the Mystic River Bridge.
let me just go quickly to my blog entry. Oh, wrong password.
Good radio.
So, while you do
it's no worse than listening. Did you listen to that guy with the annoying voice on the way home?
He was clearly. Burrell.
He was now I can't find it. Where is that on the site? I'll read you that in a minute. And he was clearly just reading from a website.
Chiefs have selected Nico Johnson, linebacker out of Alabama.
You don't like Nico?
Two down stiff. 15 years ago, he could have played. He can play in the Steelers game now.
Okay.
Wow. So I threw out there a question on the Twitter saying, from which sport will the next Patriots draft pick come from? And I've gotten four responses. Curling, rugby, which is kind of an obvious one from last
That's
year.
Lawrence Okoye. He plays rugby, right?
Lacrosse, which is an interesting one, given Bill Belichick's Rhodes. Proclivities.
Will Yeatman.
And women's field hockey.
Well, men can play that. I know.
Right, but he specified women's field hockey. Women's. That's why. So.
All right, the Raiders.
Oh, thank God he's going to live. He is up and he is going to live. Yep. I am just so proud
high-fiving.
Of him for soldiering through.
The Raiders are now on the clock with the
person.
Third pick.
Oh, and he's going to stay in the game. There's a shock. A soccer player who looks like he needs to be carted off stays in the game.
Andy, you're obsessed.
I'm going to make a quick prediction on draft day here, final day of the draft. Andy Hart will be out of gas in about an hour and a half.
That's possible.
He is seriously wound up.
Okay, so some of the names. Obviously, quarterback Matt Barkley just went off the board, but you have Nassib, you have Wilson, you have Matt Scott, Landry Jones. Running back.
Don't forget Ryan Griffin.
Kenyon Barner is a later. Andre Ellington is a guy that really slipped. Jonathan Franklin, who supposedly went and then didn't win, according to Jason LaConfora. Stephen Taylor from Stanford. Marcus Latimer is obviously the big name. Paul, our Notre Dame guys, Riddick and Wood.
The Raiders have made a trade.
The Raiders have traded out of their spot.
Robbie Rouse, the Fresno State kid, and
the
Kyle
traders.
Usyk, the Harvard fullback, H-back, still available, smart player. Paul, tight ends that we like. Michael Williams, your Alabama guy, the big experienced blocker. Deion Sims, another blocker. Chris Gregg, Joseph Fourier, nephew of Christian, and Ryan Otten, the San Jose State kid. Quentin Patton, if they were going to do the wide receiver double dip.
Yep.
Derek Rogers, Ace Sanders. Denard Robinson, if they wanted to go with the athlete, who knows? Well, you know, they kind of did it on defense. Let's do it on offense.
They're going
to
get Tebow for that, though, aren't they?
Chris Faulk, a very intriguing guy who was thought of as a first-round pick, had the ACL at LSU, didn't play. I think he's an intriguing guy. Barrett Jones, that's Fred's guy. Garrett Gilkey for later in the draft, my guy at Ashadron State. Defensive lineman Jesse Williams, obviously Bielo's first-round pick, could go in the fourth round out of Alabama. Alex Okafor, I know, Fred, you've been big on that bandwagon. Gilbert Peña, a later-round pick. Michael Buchanan, there's been some ties to the Patriots in recent days. And Lawrence Okoye, the guy from England who, you know, throws a discus. He'd be right up Eric's alley. Kasim Green, two-time Defensive Player of the Year out of Rutgers, if we wanted to dip into that Scarlet Knight pool yet again.
Why not?
Chase Thomas, Kevin Reddick, A.J. Klein, Bielo's second-round pick, may actually go somewhere in day three. Defensive backs, Poyer out of Oregon State, B.W. Webb, Thorald Simon, who went the Alfonso Dennard route and got arrested this week for assaulting a cop or threatening a cop. Sanders Cummings, Philip Thomas, the safety out of Fresno State, Tony Jefferson, strippers guy at Oklahoma, Thomas Shamarco, the kid out of Syracuse, who's tiny but very intriguing, and Bakari Rambo out of Georgia.
I thought it was Shamarco Thomas.
It's Shamarco Thomas, isn't it?
Oh.
In that Raiders third spot, it was the Buccaneers who traded with them, and their pick is in, you know, just like NFL, you know, they have the pick is in up for 10 minutes, and then they don't tell you who it is. And now they say Buccaneers selection, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait.
You rant, and you rant, and you rant.
Spence.
Yeah. So, okay, so they're having some kid announce it. For Tampa Bay.
It's very interesting, the Alabama slippage. What do we make of that?
It is interesting.
Jesse Williams, Barrett Jones, Eddie Lacy. What's with the Bama slippage after they had that run early in the first round?
Well, Barrett Jones
These are the guys that the other guys made look better, you know?
But Barrett Jones, I mean, is it really much of a slip that he made it to today?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's
I mean, not a huge...
Precipitous slide.
I know what you're doing, Fred.
Akeem Spence is the pick for Tampa Bay, number three pick in the fourth round. They moved up to get the guy. They must like him. He's out of Illinois, 6'1", defensive tackle, 307.
I didn't have tape of him.
So the Jaguars are on the clock as a result of their trade with the Eagles.
So, Fred, you still think we're going to trade out here?
I do.
Obviously, a couple trades, so that is the trend early in the draft. Some people still raving, by the way. Your guy, Dan Shanka, is that how you say
it? Yeah.
He's been tweeting about just the utter abundance of talent still available, guys that are really second and third round picks that are going to go in the fourth, fifth, sixth round here, that this is a super deep draft. So take it for what it's worth.
Well, I mean, he's an expert. Right?
He's a wannabe expert.
Well, they've been doing it for a long time, our
lads. So have I.
Not really.
10 years. That's not a long time?
No. I think some of your years were formative years and really not.
They're all formative years. I've been doing it for 10 years, and if you want to say time makes you an expert, then I'm an expert.
I think you just became an expert last year.
You're an idiot.
The Jaguars.
So was I like an apprentice?
Yes.
Apprenticeship
Jags have
for
made
a few
their
years.
Pick?
Who is it?
No, no.
We got to wait and wait and wait. Yeah, it should just say pick is in and immediately scroll right to it.
Right.
I agree with you, Fred. This is stupid. The coverage of the draft has been as almost piss poor as the draft. Every pick. Whoa, there it is.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, terrible. It's an embarrassment. Wow, they make Keith Nordstrom take pictures of this game.
Let's go to some emails while we're waiting for the Jaguars pick. Tony writes in, seems like Devin McCourty must have been a scout for the Patriots this year. But all these Rutgers guys, we need wide receivers. Kevin says, for the first time, I was unable to watch the draft live, nor could I listen to your coverage live. I reported to my new assignment in Bahrain the past week, and the internet is spotty at best.
Is this a thank you for your service moment?
I've been downloading the podcast, and I plan on catching up as soon as possible between your podcast and the Patriots football Daily. You guys will help me feel connected to the home while I'm deployed in the Middle East. Thanks for all that you do, and keep up the great work.
Now, will the Football Daily work there?
Sure, why not?
On his spotty internet access?
Well, you know, you need the internet, but once he gets it, he can download the PDF and read it offline. Bob is the late-night courier guy, he says, and he's mad at Eric.
Who isn't?
Normally, I love the show, but Scalavino, what a, and he uses that C word. And yes, I mean that in the good old USA way, not some humorous, complimentary Euro buddy sense. He's not only a kicker, I bet he bites and scratches too. Such vitriol. He should find himself a boyfriend and release some of that pent-up tension in a manner less offensive to others. I hope I can relax and enjoy listening.
I hope you can not be a loser and sit and watch the draft on day three. Go out and enjoy your weekend, you goofball.
After coming very close to shutting you guys down halfway through day one, you may have to shove that asshat in a locker or ship him off on a slow boat to China or Rhode Island from wherever he's most likely to
be.
Least likely to find his way back.
Is going
to
be there?
Otherwise, keep up the good work. Go Patriots. I believe in Bill. Jets suck and the fans are rude.
Yes, including yourself, loser.
Well, I just have a quick... Do Europeans actually call each other the C word?
No.
Well, that's what he said.
I know, but he's an idiot, so don't listen to anything he says.
He's European. Eric,
that's pretty offensive.
Eric wants to be. Yeah, Eric would know.
The pick is in for the Patriots.
See, Fred?
Wrong again.
I was wrong.
The pick was also in for Jacksonville, who took Ace Sanders.
Ace. You can go to any team you want, Ace.
There you go.
What do we got? Any predictions?
Nope, they just tell you that the pick is in. They don't tell you who it is.
Quentin Patton.
A great pick. I'd be pumped with that.
I'd take Patton.
Do you have anything over
Barrett
Twitter?
Jones.
After this, we'll go get some pizza.
Barrett Jones.
Be funny if they did. Somebody tweeted that it'd be funny if they took Green.
Kasim Green?
Yeah.
Jacob in Denmark writes in, the more I look at tape of Dobson, the more excited I get. He's a freak of nature with good size, speed, great hands.
Did you write this, Fred?
But I still wonder if he's smart enough to learn the Patriots system. What do you guys think?
Oh, who knows?
I mean, based on the scouting reports and based on what Bill said, that's a big strength of his.
Mike Reese predicting double-dip wide receiver
his
here.
His aptitude for the game and that stuff. You know, Bill.
Is he listening to the show?
Josh Boyce from TCU, wide receiver.
That's who the Patriots took? Let's go to Andy's notes. So the Patriots take another wide receiver.
They double-dip that we all predicted.
They do double-dip. Josh Boyce from Texas Christian University.
He had a foot injury.
Not the one we were hoping for.
5'11", 206, 66 catches, 891, 7 touchdown, tracks the ball well, good speed, 4.38.
How big is
Very fast. He has a, he's 5'11", 206. He has a Jones fracture surgery. Good hands, though, and good speed. I like this pick. I'll go to the Pro Football Weekly. You talk about it, Fred.
Talk about what?
You don't know anything about him.
I'm looking for Josh Boyce.
Is he on any of the draft? Is in your hour, lads?
Oh, yeah. Yep, he's a junior entry, 3-year starter, 161 catches. Good athlete with rare speed, they say.
4.38, I just told you that.
Didn't always play to that time speed, though. Set a school record with 22 career touchdown catches.
Lacks
instant acceleration, but rather picks up speed as he races down the field. Can keep a secondary honest by driving them deep. Good body control when making a catch. Can separate better deep than short and medium. Athletic after the catch. Has been durable over his career. Has the size and speed coaches like, but needs to elevate his inconsistent receiver skills. Bench press at 22 reps. That's pretty good for a wide receiver.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So 5'11", a little over 5'11".
The Pro Football Draft Scout thing had seventh round pick projection for him.
They have fifth, sixth round projection.
Pro Football Weekly had 4-5. So Pro Football Weekly nailed it. I'll read their positives and negatives. Good size and strength, as you said, 22 reps. Terrific time speed, moves fluidly, good balance, nice tempo and posture running routes. Good posture is important. Sinks his hips and is smooth in and out of breaks, can play outside or inside, flashes playmaking. Negatives. Does not play to his time speed. Average length and leaping ability, concentration drops are too prevalent. Does not consistently come down with contested grabs. Did not catch naturally at the combine. Poor lazy blocker. Was shut down by Texas. Yards per catch average decreased every season. Summary. Production was affected by the loss of QB Casey Paschal. But Boyce's stopwatch speed has yet to translate on the field. And Boyce does not project as a core special teams player, meaning he will have to establish himself as a short to intermediate number three to have longevity.
I'm glad about that. We don't need another
four down player.
We don't need another special teamer. Lindy's had this to say. Good size, almost the same scouting report. Good sized and plays bigger than he looks with deceiving body strength to drag tacklers. Smooth athlete with good play speed, burst, and acceleration, showing natural flexibility and springs in his legs. Knows where the sticks are, gets good depth in his routes. Strong hands will pluck the ball away from his body with good hand size. Weaknesses. Usually sure-handed, but has focus drops. Bad habit of unnecessarily jumping and allowing the ball into his body at times.
Terry Glenn.
Needs to do a better job in tight coverage and can be out-muscled. Needs to eliminate the mental errors and improve his sideline awareness.
All right.
I like the pick. Andy, I think the upside is very intriguing.
I really like this pick. I don't know a ton about the guy. I like the idea of the guy. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of getting a guy with special speed at a position that they need a guy that's a little bit different than what they have
now
already. And he has, you know, he's not great size, but he has good size at 5'11". I like the pick. Now I'll find out if he can play.
Someone tell us what a Jones fracture is?
Yeah, I don't know that.
And his expected timeline, 6 to 10 weeks?
But that was from surgery.
Whenever that was.
Now, is a Jones fracture related to a Liz Frank?
Oh, is he Jonesing?
Yeah, we know it's a foot. What does it mean?
What exactly is
like
it?
The pinky bone or the small toe bone.
Oh, you don't need that.
Yeah.
Stripper says Boyce is being compared to Devery Henderson.
If he can turn into that, I'd be happy with that.
I got no idea. I just like that he has 4.3 speed. I want to see if he's special.
What kind of speed did Ebner have last year that everyone was so wowed about?
I don't recall.
It wasn't 4.3, was it?
I don't recall.
Ryan Ellis says that he's writing in. He says that his video makes him look like he has bad hands. That's not good.
Okay. It's always a concern. Body catcher.
Of course, Mayock says he would have gone higher if not for the foot injury.
Of course he said that. Patriots picks are always
well,
the
then
greatest.
What about that foot injury? Is this something that could...
6 to 10 weeks, we just told you, from when he had surgery, and that was before his pro day. He missed his pro day, so he missed... Say he had it, you know, 3 weeks ago.
Right.
So we've got
7 weeks left.
So it means he's not going to be here for...
A couple months.
He won't be able to participate in rookie minicamp or mini camps or...
And then we'll start the story
possibly minicamp in June.
How he was set behind, like Taylor Price, because he had to graduate.
Right.
His career's over!
Quickly turning on this pick, aren't we?
Well, that's because Brady will say, you weren't here the first day. You missed everything. I'm not throwing to you.
No, only if it's a playoff game.
508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Would the Patriots have double dipped if they had signed Emmanuel Sanders, do you think?
Probably not.
Yeah. They would have double dipped somewhere else, like defensive end, or maybe they wouldn't have taken the Jag safety from Rutgers and maybe taken a guy who can play. Like B.W. Webb. Maybe.
Well, now, as a result of this...
We don't pick forever.
Yeah. The Patriots don't have another pick until the 7th round.
All right, let's go get some pizza.
So the Barrett Jones dream is dead, I think.
I think so. I think Barrett Jones' dream is
dead. Well,
unless
they trade some of those Jag 7th rounders and move up a little bit.
Could be.
Possible.
Probably not likely, because those are all, like, really low.
We can't trade all three of them for, like, a
That would
six.
Be nice.
How about for another pizza?
That
Maybe
would be nice.
Coffee. Fred would get some coffee out of the deal.
Revs update. They got scored upon. The goalie who was almost killed, he got scored upon. So it's 1-0 to the visitors.
They actually scored in the first half, too, so.
What first half? This is the first half, isn't it?
No.
It's not?
No.
That was halftime?
That was halftime?
Yeah. I've been here since 10:30.
Oh, sorry.
Why?
Are you sure it wasn't another game?
Well, it could be other players, same uniforms.
Yeah. You don't like being in your home, do you?
Clint writes in.
No answer.
He just moves on.
Clint writes in, you guys have made me hate ESPN. I feel like such a snob now. I can't listen to Kuiper, McShay, Boomer, or Dilfer. I'm constantly thinking that's not what Andy said. So you people are idiots. This is the only show worth listening to. Do you guys think Dobson is one of the guys that Kraft said could start in year one? Or is he a 20 to 30% of the snap kind of guy for the first year?
I would hope he's the kind of guy that can start right away because they need him to.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's going to be a starter right away. I think he's going to be a lower percentage time guy. I Googled, and our favorite website, Wikipedia, a Jones fracture is a fracture of the diaphysis of the fifth metatarsal of the foot. The fifth metatarsal is the base of the small toe. So,
good job, Lumpy Jr.
He was right. Mm-hmm. The proximal end occurs in the mid portion of the foot. So it's the mid portion of the pinky
toe
bone. It was first described by British orthopedic surgeon Robert Jones, who sustained the injury himself while dancing. diagnosis, treatment. It can be treated with a cast, splint, or walking boot.
Just cut the toe off. You don't need it. It's that little one at the end that goes wee, wee, wee all the way home. You don't need it.
Chronic can become a chronic condition. Time in a cast up to 20 weeks.
Okay.
For several reasons, a Jones fracture often does not heal.
Oh, great.
Oh, great. Great.
Again, cut
need.
It off.
It's an area of poor blood supply. It is a watershed area where two bloods, blah, blah, I don't know what that means, but not good when it says it often.
And it's a speed guy, so it's not like
exactly.
He's going to need his foot or anything.
I'm less excited about this pick now than before.
Often mistakenly referred to as a dancer's fracture.
I'll hope that he can heal, and I still like the pick.
Yeah, our hope is that our medical team has taken a close look at this and determined that he's fine.
I'm like sure they did with Gronk's arm?
You know. Yeah, really, Eric. You're really just negative today.
I just asked a question.
Why do they think you're a C word?
I asked a question.
But, you know, it's like, you know.
You can't ask a question?
Maybe he can play, like, unlike the ones we picked. And, you know, really, really negative. You know, just.
Well,
really,
if they pick players who can play football, then I'd be more positive.
Yeah, because you know more than they do, because you're really catty today.
Andy,
really catty?
Andy. When you were reading the bio, did it say that his numbers suffered after the quarterback, Paschal, left? Or
was suspended, I believe, yeah.
He was suspended?
The quarterback, I believe.
Oh, and his numbers suffered?
Who is Paschal?
Yeah, because...
He's an artist.
It's funny. Someone just tweeted something, and Charles Davis said that his numbers suffered when Paschal left. And this guy says, I like Charles Davis, but that's incorrect, flawed logic. It was the total opposite. His numbers improved.
I don't know. That's what
and
it
that's,
said.
I mean, that would seem to be a fact, not an opinion.
Right.
Either his numbers got better or they got worse.
Right.
Well, I will look it up for you real quick, Paul. I'll get it for you and momentarily, Fred. Talk amongst yourself.
LT from Adelaide writes in, I haven't been asleep since your last show.
Oh
I've been too excited and decided to wait around until you guys are on again. I want to rant about Bill's draft philosophy, especially with regard to that second, third round pick. I know that Bill ranks the draft board vertically and horizontally, but would it be useful for him to have some knowledge of where draft experts and other talent evaluators rank guys?
He does.
I don't like the idea of taking priority free agents with our third round picks, and the Rutgers pick seems to reek of Bill trying to outsmart everyone else with his value. Thanks for all your hard work throughout the draft process. It was awesome, and now I'm off to bed.
Excellent email.
He had...
Hey, boss, you're a loser!
66 for 891 and 7 last year. That was a 13.5 average. He had 61 for 998, a 16.4 average with 9 touchdowns the year before. Before that, he had 34 for 646, a 19 yards per catch average with 6 touchdowns. He had a catch of over 93 yards in 2 of his 3 years with production. The other year he had a 74 yarder. So he has some big numbers.
All right.
So his numbers didn't seem to suffer without the quarterback then.
It would not appear so.
Now, even did they lose the quarterback in the middle of the season?
I don't know, but even looking at
so
last year, he started the year with 4 catches for 102 yards and he finished the year with 5 catches for 91 yards. 60-yard catch in each game.
And it looked like his, you have game by game there
Holy
last year?
Shite. 6 for 180 at West Virginia.
So it looks like
West Virginia gave up some big plays to
West Virginia had a wretched defense.
Opposing receivers, huh? But he had a catch of 20 yards or longer, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games last year.
So he was pretty consistent. The production was spread out pretty evenly throughout the season. So
yeah,
who's calling out Charles Davis seems to be right.
No. But if he was lost for the entire year, his touchdowns went down by 2 this year. His yards per catch went down by 3. You could argue year to year, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but not. I mean, you said 60-something and 60-something.
Yeah, it's right? not
so
dramatic.
It's not, not something that I would say was worth mentioning.
But it's not just Charles Davis. I mean, it was. I read that out of here, right? The Pro Football Weekly had the same note.
Right.
Which is probably where Charles Davis got
probably.
It. Right. All right. Webradio at Patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. It's 12:30. Let's take a quick break. We got a lot to talk about and a lot of time to talk about it.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. Now's the time to take advantage of our low price value games. Whether it's the Boston Bruins, Boston Celtics, or Boston Red Sox, Ace has the tickets you need starting at just $19. Ace always has the best seats at the best prices. And all our tickets come with a 200% money back guarantee. Ace has free and easy pickup by Fenway Park or across from the Garden. So treat yourself or someone special. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant then Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation, Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. Now's the time to take advantage of our low price value games. Whether it's the Boston Bruins, Boston Celtics, or Boston Red Sox, Ace has the tickets you need starting at just $19. Ace always has the best seats at the best prices. And all our tickets come with a 200% money back guarantee. Ace has free and easy pickup by Fenway Park or across from the Garden. So treat yourself for someone special. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to make your picks in the 2012 NFL Draft? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email your picks to webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Fred, Paul, Andy, and Eric live from Patriots Draft Headquarters inside Gillette Stadium.
Go. All right, back here at Gillette Stadium, PFW in progress. We'll be here until 3 o'clock Eastern. By the way, guys, right after the Patriots chose the wide receiver, the Cardinals took Alex Okafor. So that could be one of those.
Yeah, there's been a lot of picks since then, too. Jelani Jenkins went
to
Florida.
Saying, but he's one of those names
guys
that
you could have had that.
And Okafor, a lot of people thought he would be, you know, first or second round talent.
You loved him, huh?
I didn't love him, but what I saw, you know, some of the highlights from Texas, you know, he did look like one of those guys that had good speed around the corner. And
that's me, Andy. I really liked him, but not as a first-round pick. Probably not even as a second-round pick.
But so today would have made sense.
I did like him a lot.
I'm not sure you'll ever hear his name again.
Well, his name is Okafor, so I probably will remember that.
Right now the Panthers just made a choice. Edmund Kugbila from Valdosta, I guess. I don't know. He's a guard.
Let's get Big Al
Valdosta.
On the phone.
Yeah, Valdosta State, right?
Yeah, he's a guard.
Big Al's sleeping it off.
So this receiver that they just took, we need to find a little bit more, but he might be, or at one time, might have been a huge prospect. But this injury worries me.
It should.
It does. You know, is this the thing that kept this guy? Because of what he did, you would think he would have gone higher. You know, he's got that speed and production that, you know, could have made him a second round pick, but, with that foot injury, That worries me a little bit because other teams seem to have shied away from him.
Especially when you have, you know, your biggest free agent signing is a wide receiver who's constantly injured. Now you take a draft pick at that position who's, you know, dealing with a serious injury right now. Yeah, you should be worried, Fred. I don't blame you at all.
But, I mean, other guys had a lot of production, too.
But are they injured?
No, but I don't know that it's just the injury that he...
Well, yeah, I mean, he's had 60-something catches. There's a ton of guys with, like, 90-something catches in this draft. Now, I'm not saying that he's not better. I think Fred's right. I think he would have gotten taken higher. I think this is a foot injury to a speed receiver. It's not like, you know, a linebacker that had a broken hand.
That's
going to heal, and he'll be fine. He can tackle.
Right. Because if this affects his speed, then this really makes him a different player.
But Andy's right, too, in that there are a lot of receivers that had a lot of production in this draft, and I don't know exactly where he would have stacked without this injury.
So, but they did double dip. So now, what are we looking at depth chart-wise for the Patriots receivers?
You mean stacking it?
Well, yeah. Who do they have in the stable, and then maybe you can go through the process of stacking it.
Yeah. Well, you have
Amendola,
Edelman,
Jones. really loud. Amendola, Edelman, Donald Jones, Michael Jenkins,
Dre.
Who?
Dre Holmes.
Oh, forgot about him.
Jeremy Ebert.
Ebert. Yeah, I guess you have to throw Matthew Slater in there.
Slater. They got another.
Kamar Aiken.
Kamar Aiken.
He's aching to contribute.
And now Dobson and, what's his name? Boyce?
Boyce. Now you want us to stack them? Well, you got to put Amendola at the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
$30 million gives you a reason to do that. Then you put Edelman second, right? Because of his... At least he has experience actually catching passes from Brady and in the system.
I guess.
And then Dobson
Jones,
third?
Maybe. Just because he's a veteran right now?
Yeah, but he doesn't get to play the Patriots. I'd put Dobson third. I might put Boyce fourth. That'd be my top four receivers. That's scary.
Yes.
I just scared myself, Fred. Your top four receivers are Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman, Aaron Dobson, and Josh Boyce.
Half of whom are hurt. Or get hurt. Or
three quarters of whom have never caught a pass either.
You don't think Donald Jones is number four?
Yeah, I mean, you could sell me on it, but...
I actually think he's number two.
He's done nothing in his career except against the Patriots.
I would agree with that. I feel he has to be number two.
They probably feel
the most confident with Amendola, and I think Donald Jones is going to slide in next.
They signed Jones way before they re-signed Edelman. That has to tell you something.
Yeah. You know what else tells me something? Guy's going untendered.
But at least that worries me. Yeah, but at least the Patriots felt like we want to go after this guy. They didn't feel that way about Edelman until the very end.
Maybe they knew he was always going to be back.
Yeah, maybe.
David.
Either way, I don't really give a rat's ass how you stack them. It's not a very impressive core.
David Bakhtiari went to the Packers. He was a guy that was projected maybe in the second round. He's an offensive tackle out of Colorado.
When you say that, you're just going by our lads, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Just checking.
Not a criticism.
Fred's second round included 98 players.
So, Fred,
they don't have regular sugar? Let me look. Thank you.
Are you criticizing the coffee somebody brought you?
Well, I wanted sugar.
Fred, so I just want to... A few weeks ago, we talked about this, and you said you were comfortable with the wide receivers, right?
Yes, he did.
No, I assumed that they were going to still get somebody else.
Well, they did.
I think that's me. I'm comfortable with them.
No, but Fred was, because I remember...
He was.
Comparing it to last year when he wasn't
comfortable. He was worried going into last year, and he's not worried now. Going into this year.
Well, that's the offense as a whole.
You were worried last year,
talking about
but
the
not
receiver.
This year.
He keeps changing that.
No, that's the offense as a whole.
Right.
Because
remember all the problems we had on offensive line.
We went all over
last year.
This,
remember,
exactly.
You know, we didn't know who was going to play where.
But losing 600 catches,
even though the crux of the argument was Deion Branch wasn't good enough to be the fourth receiver, but that's okay.
I think Deion Branch might still be good enough to be the fourth receiver.
So you think you're looking at a big drop-off in production for the offense this year?
If the tight ends are hurt, yes.
Okay, I agree with that.
Well, guess what? They're hurt.
But assuming that, you know, they're going to be fine by the time the season starts.
Andy, I don't assume that.
Andy, you know how depth in March doesn't necessarily translate to depth in October or November. Injuries in March don't either.
Okay.
I assumed Gronk was going to be okay when he came back from his first break. Then I assumed he'd be okay after he had the second surgery. Then I assumed he wasn't going to get an infection.
In the fourth.
So you're saying he's going to be hurt in September.
I'm saying I don't take for granted that he's going to be healthy.
Well, the only thing you could take for granted is no longer on the team.
Okay, so if he's hurt, it hurts. But what if he's not?
If it hurts, it hurts.
I still think you're going to
feel a loss. He's still not going to be who he was right away.
But even beyond that, if you tell me Gronk and Hernandez are fine, I still think you've lost something.
Well, that's more important. Assuming that
concerns.
They're healthy, you still have concerns.
Yes.
That's really the crux of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the other issue is, even if they're fine, they've never been totally fine for a full season together. So we've always talked about, okay, it's Welker and Hernandez this week who pick up the slack. It's Welker and Gronk who pick up the week, blah, blah. But the Welker's part is gone. And you have nothing but question marks after that. And for a team that has failed miserably to develop young receivers and acclimate old receivers, that's a concern.
Did the Giants just take Ryan Nassib?
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like it.
It Nassib's that way.
That's interesting. What do you think of that pick for them?
Value.
Yeah?
He's never going to play, so it doesn't make any difference.
Those Mannings, they never get hurt.
All right. If that's the case, the Steelers are now on the clock in... You know, it's kind of pointless going through.
We are all the way down to 18th pick, and ESPN hasn't...
No, I think we're...
No, they're at the 14th.
14th pick.
14th pick.
Oh, then why are you talking
about
the Steelers?
Somebody make a trade?
Because it says Browns.
From Dolphins through Browns.
Oh, okay, so a trade.
Yep.
Let's see what Kevin Colbert does to wow us yet again.
So getting back to our conversation.
I smell a fullback, Paul, the way they've been going.
Getting back to the conversation, Andy, because I won't talk to Eric because he's being very snippy today and just, you know.
Today?
Very negative.
You won't talk to me. That's not right, Fred.
Well, it's whatever I want it to be. So, Andy, you believe that even if Gronk and Hernandez are healthy going into the season, you're worried about, you know, the consistency, the fact that they lost Welker. You don't think that that's going to be made up in other areas?
Not that I don't think. I'm concerned that it won't. There's a difference.
Well, yeah, okay. But what do you think?
I think the offense is not going to be as good, at least initially.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's fair.
But you know that I love some of the potential. I love Shane Vereen. That is a different aspect to this offense. If you get Shane Vereen all throughout the season, if he's healthy and out there, I'm intrigued by Shane Vereen giving the offense a boost. I'm intrigued by Josh Boyce giving the offense just a field stretcher. I like the idea of guys having 94-yard touchdowns and 74-yard touchdowns and 65-yard touchdowns. That intrigues me. I'm not so much as intrigued with Dobson. But Amendola, sure, we'll see what he can do.
See, I like Dobson. This last guy, because of that injury, if he doesn't have the time to get on the field with Tom Brady
in the
offseason.
Injuries in March don't matter, Paul.
No, but I'm saying we kind of know that this guy won't be able to get on the field with Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, I think we're talking about development more so
exactly.
than
exactly. You know, so if he can't get that time in now, you know, based on what we've seen with other receivers, can we really expect him to produce, you know, particularly early in the season?
But we've never had a receiver like him.
Well, that's what I like
Bethel
about the pick.
Bethel Johnson.
Right, that's what I really like about the pick.
That's my point. He can come in and just run down the field. You know, you may have limited packages, but if he's a 4-3 guy, and assuming he stays a 4-3 guy after the injury, I think there's a chance you have, you know, 15%, 20% play time that also produces some action.
But Paul doesn't think Brady's accurate down the field.
I don't think he's overly accurate down the field. No, that's true. But that doesn't mean you can't throw the ball and stretch the field once in a while.
You know?
There's more margin for error if you have a speed burner and he gets open. Look what he did for Randy Moss. Look at, you know, not all of those pitches were passes were perfect.
Even Bethel Johnson, that Tennessee throw over the middle of the field, just go get it. Go get it, kid.
Well, that's
the there's my guy Shamarco Thomas to the Steelers.
You know, once you have that trust.
Kevin Colbert does it again.
You know, once you have that trust and you have a fast guy, then you can just heave it. You're never in trouble if you're long. You know what I mean?
I hear you, bro. No, because he does that with Gronk. he gives Gronk a chance a lot to just go get the ball.
He does.
So this is a different type of guy to go get the ball. But yes, if he has that sixth gear that Bethel Johnson has, I think Brady will say, okay, kid, go get it.
Right. Just get past everybody and then.
Because he hasn't had one of those.
Not since.
Since Bethel.
Well, yeah, and I guess Tate was supposed to be, but.
Yeah, supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'm talking about was. What's his name wasn't last year? Lloyd.
Nope.
None of these guys were. You know, he threw it to Dante Stallworth, but Stallworth was not the guy he used to be.
Right.
I mean, none of these guys, he now has that Bethel Johnson option, assuming
the foot is okay and doesn't hurt him.
Right. I like it.
All right.
I like guys that I give up arrows to, and I like guys with speed. And he got both.
That's why I like this pick. That's why. Yeah, I think it's the kind of guy, and he brought up Bethel Johnson. And no, it didn't work out. He didn't do it consistently. But people forget, he did make plays in 03.
Indy?
No, you said he didn't, right? He didn't have special teams?
Yeah, it did say he didn't, but why doesn't he?
I don't know. But in 03, you could make an argument, and it would be a pretty good one, that they don't win the Super Bowl without Bethel Johnson.
Oh, sure.
He made plays that impacted games that were important games, like Fred just brought up the Indy one. They lose that game, then they play that playoff game that year in Indy, and maybe it's a different story. Andy brought up the touchdown against Tennessee. In the freezer here, in the divisional playoff.
And he wasn't even cold. He didn't wear sleeves.
One thing, though, that
Jeffrey wore sleeves, and it all looked bad.
According to these scouting reports, one difference I see between him and Bethel Johnson is acceleration. They're saying that this is the kind of guy that gains speed as he goes. Bethel Johnson had the quickest first step. I mean, I remember in practice watching him return kicks. And 0 to 60 was unbelievable on that guy.
No question.
It was just noticeably different than anyone else.
He's
on the
fastest guy I can remember here, off the top of my head. And there was another one in Atlanta one year that Tom threw up to him down the sideline. And when he threw it, you looked and you said, wow, he overthrew him by 10 yards. And he just ran underneath it. He had another gear, too, like in the middle. Like he could just. He went by guys like they were standing still. Now, listen, he was a rockhead. He didn't get it.
Right.
He wasn't a team player.
He wasn't nearly as productive in college as this guy was.
No.
He was a track guy, project kind of guy in college.
But I say that because I don't want people to think, oh, those guys, they're one-hit wonders. That's all he could do. That's not why Bethel Johnson failed.
No, he was
failed
stubborn.
Because he was stubborn, and he wouldn't do the things. Remember, I don't like doing things when I'm told to do.
Well, he said, the more I'm told to do something, the less I want to do it, which is like classic stubbornness, you know? And that was his problem.
But even if you're stubborn, how do you even make a comment like that? Like, that could be the way you act, but if just saying it, you should be acknowledging the problem.
Well, that's stubbornness now combined with, not too smart.
Right. Well, he had a higher wonderlick than some of these guys.
What? Andy. Who's the quarterback that we like the least?
Bray.
Who do you think took him?
What
team would take the quarterback
Dallas.
That you like the least?
Dallas.
Oakland.
Oh.
All right.
Didn't they already take a quarterback?
I don't remember.
We're moving our way through the through the fourth round here. We're down to, where are they? Let's see. The Raiders took Tyler Wilson.
Oh, no.
Tyler Wilson, quarterback, Paul.
Oh, okay.
Tyler Wilson's good.
Yeah, Arkansas.
Oh, okay. I thought that's another Twitter screw-up.
Lock and Forrest screw that up again?
No, it was some random guy.
Some random guy.
Because it came up and it said Bray, not Wilson. And evidently it was Wilson, not Bray.
Yeah, the Raiders took
maybe I might have just had a stroke and read it wrong, too.
The Rams are on the board. Let's see. Strippers writes in, Adam Schefter just said the Dolphins envision Cameron Wake and Deion Jordan to be like Elvis Dumervil and Von Miller.
But
yeah, that's absolutely okay. That's absolutely true. Okay. That's what they're envisioning them. Now, whether or not he is that, I mean, I can say, Jamie Collins and Chandler Jones are going to be like that too, but they have to go out and do it. Right?
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Someday they'll,
that's their envision.
Maybe next year?
Their envision?
Yeah.
That's the envision.
Right. Louie in Chicago. Hey, fellas. First of
all. Garrett Jones.
Woo-hoo! Glad to hear all of you guys are safe and sound after the events last week.
Thank
With
you.
All the displeasure Rams for our drafted free agents, I will propose a challenge / dare to Andy.
Uh-oh.
I have a buddy that lives a few houses away from Bo Jackson.
Oh.
And if Andy asked Bill,
why do you like to draft players that suck, can't play, and would have signed as free agents, then I will get Andy an autographed football or baseball by Bo.
I can't.
Here's what you. This is what you do, Andy. You go to Berge, and you tell him.
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal. I don't mean it. But Bo Jackson's
my
idol.
There's a bet on the line.
Bo Jackson's my idol. You know how Bill thinks of, like, Navy guys? Well, that's how I think of Bo.
Right. So you tell him.
You know what Bill thinks of Rutgers guys? That's what I think of.
Freddie, your guy got drafted, you know.
Barrett Jones?
Yeah. The Rams.
Rams.
The Sam Chai's just got a nice
113. That's right about where he was slated.
In the Paul Perillo book.
No, I think it was. I think he slipped a little bit.
You know who's still available?
He's a good player.
Bilo's first and second round picks. What a clown that guy is.
Greg writes in, he's a medical student at the USF College of Medicine and in the Army. He says, I love your show, longtime listener, only a second-time emailer. I feel like the Rutgers safety was just Bill being Bill, and I've long since come to terms with his eccentricities being the price we all pay to be fans of easily the most dominant modern team in the NFL. Two quick wide receiver questions.
I think that's very fair.
Number one. Can you each please list one thing you like and one thing you don't like about both of the wide receivers we've taken so far?
Dobson, I don't like his lack of separation. I like his ability to fight for the football and catch the football.
And size.
I didn't say that. I get to answer for myself, I think. And then for Boyce, I like his speed and playmaking ability. I don't like that he has a foot injury.
Right.
I like Boyce's size and potential. I don't like his inconsistency with catches. Boyce, I like his speed, but I don't like the fact that his speed is going to be hampered by this injury, perhaps.
Right. That's scary.
Yeah.
You know, and that's probably the reason he was available. Number two, can you each please list one receiver on the board that you think are worth a shot in our offense? Still on the board.
Patton is still available.
Quentin
Patton.
Him.
Patton.
What about the Stills kid? Stills on the board?
I don't care for him.
Kenny Stills, Oklahoma.
What about Derek Rogers?
I like Kenny Stills. I like Derek Rogers. Or Derek, however you pronounce his name.
Derek. Somebody laughing from another
You know, will these guys be available in the seventh round? I doubt it.
No.
You know?
Well, we could trade up.
Now, quick bone
or
to pick with your organization. Quick bone to pick with the organization. The audio on your website and app always cuts out when I'm trying to listen to your broadcast live, and during the replays, the darn ads are twice as loud as the content.
Well,
that's
I'm
like on
sorry.
The television.
Unfortunately,
the ads are louder than
for years I've been saying the technology and the technological geeks can't keep up with our talent.
Thanks for continuing to give your no BS opinions and analysis. Love your work. And thank you for your service. We love you.
The Media Relations Department for their service.
Josh Boyce, yeah, Media Relations doing a fine job this weekend. Fine job. Do we need to read anything off here? Anything interesting?
Well, yeah.
No, you already read all the stats.
Yeah, we already. Wait, this guy was a underclassman?
Yes.
Interesting. Underclassman. Went in the fifth.
He'd already
He's the son of Travis and Jacqueline.
He already graduated, by the way. Not that anybody cares, but.
Redshirted his first year. Blah, blah, blah.
We think he might have been the high school teammate of RG3.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, we think.
From Copper Ass Cove, Texas?
That's probably pronounced Coperis.
I think it's Copper Ass.
That's Dumas.
So who we think that?
People in our crack PR staff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting little dud.
Well, it's funny. Oh, okay, that's at TCU. Never mind.
What?
Someone just Shalice just tweeted out the teammates with Marcus Cannon and Malcolm Williams, but then I saw that TCU teammates.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I forgot about Malcolm. I mean Marcus.
So was RG3 from Texas?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think so. Landry Jones by the Steelers.
Interesting.
Where were the Steelers
Interesting.
Picking?
That seems like it could be wrong. Didn't they just pick?
Yeah, I thought they traded with Cleveland.
Maybe they didn't trade that pick.
Ooh, Taz in Toronto writes
division
in.
Division trade?
Great job, guys, but could do with a little less whining from Eric.
Oh, shut up.
couldn't we all?
But it's his shtick, so I guess it's all right.
It's not a shtick. It's how I feel.
No, he's a whiny bitch all the time.
Right. That's true.
Comes naturally.
Yeah, I have to agree with Eric on that one. He's always whiny.
That's right. It's not a shtick. With wide receiver boys, NFL.com says he's more of a slot guy. Would he be a slot guy for us, or would he be able to use him outside since that's where we need the most help?
Who the hell knows?
I think he's going to be an outside guy.
I think he's going to be an outside guy, too. I wouldn't want to waste that kind
of
speed.
Wait until he puts a uniform on.
If he's that kind of electric speed, I wouldn't want him in the slot.
You could get a platoon out of your two rookies in that outside spot.
But if he doesn't have the acceleration, does that speed really do you good?
Yes.
Where does
on
it
the
say
outside?
He has no acceleration?
Yeah. It says that he's really slow to get to top speed.
On the outside?
Well, no.
Of course it does you good. If you can run by guys.
But you can. If you're slow to start, they can press you.
I'm just basing it on his 19 yards per catch, 16.4 yards per catch, 15.7 for his career. He ran by guys.
When Paul defends Patriots.
I'll also read the strengths again from Wendy's. Smooth athlete with good play speed, burst, and acceleration.
Okay.
That's a strength that they listed of his.
I thought we read that he was...
I'm not going to pretend to know everything about the guy because I didn't watch TCU games. I can't tell you what he did.
You're not Kevin Collins.
No, yeah, I'm not Kevin Collins. I can't tell you if it's Pascal or Pascal or, you know, what the quarterback's name was. But just looking on paper here, it would seem to be this is a 5'11 speed burner. I don't want to put a guy like that in the slot.
And Pro Football Weekly has him as a Z, an F, and an X.
Okay.
So that's not a slot.
No. A slot's a Y, right?
Right. We're looking for a YY here.
Although the F is also like a Hernandez, isn't it?
I think that is accurate.
Also, with Bill's weird pick of Harmon, do you think Bill is maybe thinking that by picking two guys that have worked and played with each other for a while, that it might help out the communication in the back?
No, that's stupid.
To quote Bill, I don't know.
Well, it depends when you quote him. If you quote him early, he pointed to that as a reason. If you quote him late, he didn't.
Big
but
time
the problem
here.
Is, so who are we benching? Dennard and Wilson, Dennard
Tlaib.
And
yeah, Tlaib.
McCourty, Tlaib and McCourty.
Right. In other words, the communication's a moot point. Because they're not going to be on the field together.
Now, I fully expect you will have very good communication in the back end of the backup group in training camp because those two will be out there together.
In the opportunity practices.
Yes, it'll be great. They will pick off Ryan Mallett or Mike Kafka.
Chris is from Hertfordshire in the U.K. Thanks again for your excellent draft coverage again this year. It's always one of the best shows of the year. However, Fred, can you make sure Eric's vacation coincides with the next draft next year? As this constant harping on the reading of tweets and disclosing the picks was ridiculous.
Go screw thyself.
I watched the NFL Network coverage on Sky in the UK. Yes, Eric, I'm one of those losers like the emailer you called out on Thursday.
Yep, you are.
I felt the suspense of having Goodell read out the picks added to the suspense and drama, especially on the Jordan Manuel in long picks.
Wow.
Eric's constant harping on about it as I listened to the podcast were very tiresome, as were his little plays on words for every player, like joke, etc.
As are all of you losers who email and complain about
it's interesting that his favorite English soccer team is Arsenal, as he spends his time when he does actually say something on the show speaking out of his arse. Once again, thanks for the coverage. I'm
tired
looking
old
forward
joke
to an Escal free 2014 PFW draft show.
According to our friend VIP Strippers, he ran the 4.38 with the broken issue.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
So this guy's a 4.2 guy. I like it. This is Deion Sanders territory.
Right, evidently that soccer game that was going on in front of us, going into the third half now.
Yeah.
Switching ends again.
They had another half, Paul, I'm telling you.
So was it?
I've been here for a while.
You sure it was the same players?
No, I just
there
said
two,
it.
There are two squads.
Same uniforms. It could have been different players.
Yeah.
Okay. And conceivably these could be different players too, not that I
would
know.
Right.
Three halves make a hole.
Big time for the fourth round here, Andy. Two out of the last three picks coming from the SEC of the 1AA level, the CAA.
Who were they?
B.W. Webb went to Dallas, and Earl Watford went to the Giants.
It's a good pick for the Cowboys.
No, I'm sorry. Earl Watford went to the Cardinals.
Let's see. Brian says, Quentin Patton sounded like a better selection to me than Boyce. Any thoughts?
I wouldn't have complained about either. I liked Patton, but I'm okay with Boyce.
Well, the other thing with Patton, I liked him too, I still like him, but clearly the NFL was speaking here, right? I mean, we're getting to the bottom of the fourth round here, he's still available. So maybe we thought more of him than everybody else did.
Doesn't mean we're wrong.
I didn't say we were wrong. I said maybe we thought more of him than everybody else did.
There you go. Ricardo writes in. He says he's a longtime listener, first-time emailer, if Fred finally reads one of them.
Well, he did.
How about a trade, trading Demps or Daniel Fells in packing those seven-rounders for a five or six selection?
Sure.
And what players are still on the board that would make your you-know-what wet? We could get in five or six round, assuming we make a trade.
Jesse Williams still available?
Yes, yeah. I believe.
Because that's a good value pick.
Kasim Green just went.
To who? Bears?
Yep.
Oh, they double-dipped at linebacker. Jesse Williams is great value now. I don't really understand the whole fall for him. Maybe something will come out, or maybe it's already come out. That's got to be a flag, no?
No, they still have possession of the ball, so you let him play on it.
Okay.
But, I went over the whole list of guys that are available. There's still some intriguing talent on the board, but Barrett Jones is one of the bigger names still available. Jesse Williams. The Monstar.
Iggy from Madrid says, okay, y'all know what's left. Couple of developmental offensive linemen for Dante and a defensive lineman. So please grade for me our 2013 draft as it stands.
B.
Yeah, B.
The first pick today boosted them to a B for me.
B for effort. B for effort because of the positions picked.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, and I like some of the picks. Collins and Boyce, I really like the athleticism and
I like
the
idea of them. I'll wait and reserve judgment until they put pads on. And
downgraded actually, for Mark Harmon.
Duron.
Durong.
Oh, see what you did there.
Isn't that Ron Harmon? Wasn't he like a player for the Chargers?
Ronnie Harmon.
Ronnie Harmon.
Went to the Bills.
Daron Harmon.
Super Bowl.
Daron.
Runs.
Darick.
Don from Cali says, do you think Bill will draft another wide receiver? And if so, who? I like Derek Rogers. And do you think Bill will draft a quarterback? And if so, who? I think this is all kind of not silly because they don't have another pick till the seventh round.
He could take anything. A kicker? A punter?
Right.
He could take anything with those seventh round picks.
No, they want to take a punter.
You want to bet?
Not a punter.
You know, you got one who it doesn't.
You don't
seem,
mess with this old time.
Doesn't seem focused on football. Doing a lot of strange things in the off season. Going to have a contract year coming.
He's the salary cap punter numbers.
What did I say?
He's the punter.
What did I say?
No, I'm just saying he's a punter. So what if he does things in the off?
Well, you know, I don't think he's focused on football personally.
He doesn't need to be. He's just punting.
I see a kicker though.
Next time he shanks one.
He doesn't really shank him that much.
Jeez, get off his
good.
Jock.
He's pretty good.
He is pretty good and a very nice man.
Yeah.
He shot that movie the other day, the Browns movie.
It was yesterday,
movie.
Right?
Yeah, he tweeted about it.
Oh, was that The War Room or something?
Yeah.
Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
I don't believe it's called The War Room.
I think it is, actually.
Really?
It's something about a war room, I think.
And it's about the Browns coming back?
Oh, draft yes. day, maybe.
Yeah, about the Browns' resurgence from when they left town.
Really?
When did that happen?
Doesn't seem like a movie.
Rebirth
would be a better word.
Rebirth, yeah. Not resurgence. Rebirth.
But, like, I don't find it interesting. I don't find the topic interesting.
Well, maybe Costner's cachet will.
Well, maybe the Browns is sort of the setting for a bigger story, and maybe it's like a chick flick.
Intrigue,
you know?
Yeah, I don't get it.
The Silver Linings, which was a good movie, you know, had a lot to do with sports.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, right. But it was a relationship movie. I think the NFL actually was
approved of it
or did not approve of it at first because of the betting angle. They didn't want to be able to use actual NFL teams.
That's life. That's reality.
No kidding.
They don't have to promote it on the big screen.
Right.
They're not promoting it. They're portraying real life. That's
right.
Not promoting
I'm actually with Eric on that. That's a little silly.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Just like when the NFL,
we got another guy who's dead.
When they shut down that Playmakers thing, which wasn't about using NFL teams. Yeah, you know, they had that shut down. That was a great program.
That was only because it was on ESPN. If that was on any other network, that wasn't a partner with the NFL, they wouldn't have been able to do anything about it.
But who isn't a partner with the NFL these days?
Yeah.
Everybody is.
Fox, CBS, NBC.
NBC, ABC,
yeah.
ESPN,
right.
Showtime. They're all partners. It's a, one incestuous. Oh, I don't know if he's ever going to walk again.
Let's see. Hey, fellas, this is Eldred from Gastonia, North Carolina. Like I said before, I love the way you defend the Patriots' picks, but again, there's better wide receivers in this fourth round, and we pick Boyce.
Who? So you want Patton. Who do you
there's
want?
There's Derek Rogers sitting there, and we get this guy, and again,
okay, but just so you know, there have been about 20 picks since we picked that guy, and not one of them has been a wide receiver.
And just so you know, it's hard to get kicked out of Tennessee.
Right? We get this guy.
That's not good when you get kicked out of Tennessee. That's bad.
Again, who's scouting for the Patriots needs to go to school to be a scout. I can scout better than that since I watch the SEC and ACC. Who's still got better wide receivers sitting there than what we got? But the biggest disappointment is at 29. We had Cordell Patterson, the number one receiver, and we traded to Minnesota. Man, we need a GM, not Bill.
Fred, you want to handle that?
Fred, why don't you take that one?
It seems like it's in your sweet spot.
Yeah, it seems like you were kind of...
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with, you know, whether or not they thought Patterson was better than... A lot of... Patterson slipped.
Well, and how do you...
There had to be a...
Cordarrelle Patterson?
Yeah.
He went 29.
He
was a first-round pick. He didn't slip.
He slipped.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, so a lot of teams, you know, I can't disagree with what the Patriots.
Of course you can't. And I wanted you to go back to that GM Belichick thing. That's the one I thought was in your wheelhouse.
I would not trade Belichick GM or coach for anybody. It's his whole system.
I trade him for Kevin Colbert.
You know, he creates the whole system that works.
I trade him for a lot of GMs.
You know, I don't think he could be that bad a GM. Patriots would have the success that they've had.
It would have to be in a vacuum, though. It would have to be, I know that he is just as committed to coaching whoever he gets.
It'll never happen.
From somebody else. That's what I'm saying. Some, like, hypothetical, impossible situation. As long as he knew that he's going to be just the same dedicated coach that he always has been and use the players that he gets the same way he would if he had drafted them himself. Otherwise, I'll take the good with the bad.
And, you know, how do we know, for instance, that the scouting department wasn't telling Bill, you know, hey, we should take so-and-so? And Bill said, no, I want to take this guy. How do we know that?
Yeah, I can't believe that the scouting department said, take that second Rutgers guy. That was all Bill. Come on, we know that.
Why, exactly. Fred?
Why?
Yeah.
Because don't you think so? I mean, I don't know for certain, obviously, but that's just my...
We've heard rumblings of that. I mean, that was in the war room. Rumblings of, you know, scouts, you know,
giving
concerned
him some pushback.
And, well, no, but that he kind of trumps them and, you know, his grade is, you know, wipes out their grade and he kind of ignores the board sometimes. That certainly would smell like one of those picks.
Let's see. Cliff says, I think Jesse Williams has fallen because he has zero pass rush skills. But I love him. He's a cool player, big, crazy Australian with face paint, the best defensive player to play fullback on the goal line I've ever seen.
Oh.
There was a play in the national championship game that he blocked Manti Te'o and a safety pancaked on the same play. Nose guards, like running backs, are just not valued like they used to be.
He is the best at that I've ever seen. The defensive lineman who comes in as a fullback to block.
So he's got that going.
But
for
he
him.
Is. And if I'm not mistaken, he played through the injury, right? That was him who played like the whole second half of the year with a knee injury?
I think so.
So that could be hurting him here. Maybe that knee is, you know, that's the thing you never know. You know, there was that one guy, Eric Reed. You know, arthritic shoulders. There could be something that we're just not privy to with a guy like that. I'd take a chance on him, though. Monstar. I bet Yemi in Adelaide or whoever.
LT?
LT. I thought we had a Yemi, too.
Texas. Yemi in Texas.
Oh, no, I meant Adelaide.
Adelaide,
the Australian.
Texas. Adelaide, Texas, you were talking about.
Yeah. LT in Adelaide would like to see an Australian. How are we doing internationally? Margus Hunt went.
Yep.
Hey, did that big guy, Akoyo, go yet?
No. You want him?
Sure, at this point.
I mean, we already drafted Mark Harmon's son.
Jack from New York, I still can't get over Chandler Jones' tweet after the Patriots traded out of the first round because that completely summed up my Thursday night. I was just wondering, is that what's in store for the rest of today until the 7th? What do you think are the chances that we'll trade up and to which round? By the way, your puns are killing me.
I am hopeful of that they'll trade up. Spare us the the indignation of having to wait for the three seventh-round picks.
Indignation?
Yeah, but yeah. Either way, we have to wait, so what's really the difference?
Yeah, we got
to
wait for Bill to come out.
But I'd rather have some...
You want to be a player?
Yeah, make some picks.
Oh, I'm all for making trades and getting some players
or even
the
make
229.
Or even make a trade for some extra picks in 2014. Start building up next year's arsenal.
Yeah, that was my list.
Trade all three sevens for 2 sixes next year.
That,
sure.
That guy had that earlier.
Yep.
I do think that Daniel Fells would be in that ballpark.
Oh, by
Daniel
the way,
Fells is a tradable commodity, I would say.
Kasim Green went to the Bears.
Like 25 minutes ago.
Which we talked about.
No, in all seriousness.
He doesn't listen to us.
What are you doing, Fred?
He reads the emails, and when he's doing that, he's not paying attention. That's okay, Fred. You got to read the emails.
But what?
Leave him alone.
What?
I said,
you should never make some of
funny
buddy for talking. Plus, I haven't had much sleep.
So I'm going to make fun of you.
But why
today,
did you just say?
Junior!
Why did you decide now to bring that up?
Because I just looked at the board. What do you guys think? Do you guys think we should draft Quentin Patton? It's too late.
No, it isn't.
They don't have the pick.
Yeah, he's not going to be available in the seventh round.
He might.
He might be. I wouldn't take him. A team that can't develop receivers is going to take three of them?
So your answer is no.
You don't strengthen the numbers.
No.
That is the idea.
You know,
throw
one of them is
the
bound
board.
To.
He's not good
stick.
Enough that he's going to be my third receiver that I'm going to take.
Right.
Right. They do need that developmental offensive lineman.
No, they don't. They can sign him as an undrafted free agent.
Yeah. There's going to be plenty of undrafted free agents. Yeah. Out of that group of
we're going to sign
13.
Like, we're going to sign, like, yeah. 15 guys, I was going to say, but 13's okay. I mean, there'll be a couple offensive linemen. You can be certain of that.
Well, they have three picks in the seventh round.
Yes, we know.
That's right, Fred. You are correct.
Thank
hopefully,
you for
hopefully it won't end that way.
All right. Let's take a break right now. Kevin needs to do something. We'll be right back.